Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Duckworth. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Duckworth. And now, play ball. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball four. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Palfrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Locke. Lau reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer takes first base on ball four. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Duckworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duckworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Howard now playing right field. Woody Held now playing left field. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair catches it and throws to second with Aparicio covering, to double up Cunningham. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Aparicio for the double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Locke is hit by the pitch. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Howard now playing left field. Woody Held now playing right field. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bulfari moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blefary scores. Lau moves to third. It's 2-1, Senators. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Dave McNally. Marshall Bridges now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marshall Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Blefary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Woody Held now playing left field. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blefary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blefary for the out. One out. John Orsino pinch hits for Charlie Lau. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Orsino now catching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Locke strikes out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Marshall Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blair strikes out. 1 out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cunningham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hamlin. The throw from Orsino and he is out, Adair applying the tag. 2 outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt pinch runs for Boog Powell. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brandt moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Brandt moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Steve Rijik now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Brandt scores. Robinson moves to third. Bulfari moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 2, Senators, 2. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Bulfari scores. Adair moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Orioles. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. It's 4-3, Orioles. Don Blasingame pinch hits for Don Locke. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame bunts in front of the plate. Orsino juggles the ball. That's an error on Orsino. Held moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer bunts towards the mound. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to third. Blasingame moves to second. Jim King pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Harvey Haddock's now pitching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. Blasingame scores. Zimmer moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.